This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Yeah, this is a potential winning answer here. It's a great, great answer.
Love this song.
Even if Anthony's version of it was a affront to music.
It was
music.
Unfortunate.
No, it was an affront. Unfortunate is way too kind. It was an affront to music. But it's a great answer. 215-592-9494. You still have the chance to win the ticket to see Norfolk State and Delaware State. Michael Vick versus Sean Jackson at the Link October 30th. Just give us the best TV show theme song. Back to the phones in a minute. Rube, Jose Alvarado is back today.
He's back.
Woo! Yes!
How about that?
They're just going to run him into the ground, right? For the next month, I think, right? That's the move?
No, I think they'll be careful with him. But, I mean, he'll be used. There's no question about it. And he was bringing it 99, 98.
Yeah, he looked good.
I mean, this guy's got a great arm, and he was pitching really well for the Phillies. It's really unfortunate he's not going to
so
be pitching.
It's so unfortunate, Ruben.
Yeah, it's big.
It changed everything.
It does change a lot.
Yeah.
But they do have Joan Duran as a result of that, perhaps.
Yeah, I agree.
They may not have gone that route and may have gone somewhere else. Had Alvarado been healthy and pitching really, really well, I would love to have gotten him anyway. But yeah, it makes a difference that he's not going to be pitching in postseason.
Richie,
I'm just curious. Go
ahead. Boy, yes.
I'm curious. I'm so unfamiliar with how it looks when guys pitch and use steroids. You know, like I'm assuming he was doing something for performance enhancement.
Said he was trying to lose weight.
Tried to say he was trying to lose weight. Who knows?
Yeah, whatever.
Do we expect that it'll look different when he pitches?
I don't think it'll look that different. I really don't.
Because I don't know. I mean, like, if he was
it's a very fair question.
Enhancing his abilities. Yeah. Like, what is
his
it going to look like?
His velocity did go up than what it was like 2 years ago.
Yeah,
didn't it?
Look, I think Alvarado, he was at 101.
Maybe half a mile. Maybe
yeah,
half a mile.
Look,
really?
The point is, if he goes from 100 to 98, he'll still be effective. You know what I mean?
It's all about his command. Yeah. If he's throwing strikes and able to throw strikes consistently with his cutter and his fastball, then that's all that matters.
But John, yeah. I do think that is the like million-dollar question for all these guys in these situations when they get in trouble is did that impact how they play and will it change?
How much did that make him who he was?
I think it's a fair question to ask. I don't think it was a huge factor, but I don't know. So I think it's fair.
Right.
I wanted to ask you and then back to the phones because we heard Elliot's thoughts on it. But the John Mechie trade, any thoughts on Mechie or on the Eagles, just the idea of the Eagles adding a receiver? Is it just as simple as undervalued asset? Let's take a shot.
Yep.
I think so
too. a pedigree guy who was available, and yeah, they liked him. They remember the guys that they like, and you know, they're all around. And I'm telling you, we'll probably add two or three more of those guys before this is all said and done.
Creating depth is a really important thing, especially with a sport like that where your injuries are, I mean, it's going to happen.
When they're there's guaranteed.
There's going to be guaranteed injuries.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing as we're seeing like these position battles and backup battles and, you know, who's going to be the second safety and who's this. I think when we talked a lot, and we know DeCamera was huge on this, but about like losing Milton Williams and losing Josh Sweat and losing Darius Slay and CJ GJ and all these guys you lose. And you and I, John, have been like, it's okay. They have backups who are going to step in and, you know, maybe it won't be as good, but they'll be good in other spots. I think the bigger issue that we haven't talked about enough is the guys behind those guys. It's that Mauro Ojomo steps in. The guys behind Mauro, you know what I mean? It's that extra depth that I think that we haven't talked enough about that might be an issue. We'll see how it all plays out. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Gary and Vineland. Gary!
What's going on?
Hi, Gary.
Rhea, I'm with you. I want to see Romano in the bullpen, shaved hair, bobbing his head to Many Men.
Look, why not? Why not? Why at this point, why, if you're Jordan Romano, why not? Like, try something. I mean, no one likes
wild out there.
No one likes the hair.
With the hair thing.
No one likes it though. It's been very the response has been unanimous.
You're right. Now is your opportunity. Yeah. You could actually ingratiate yourself to us, not through your pitching, because that sucks. But your hair, if you make the effort with your hair, seriously, it might give us, I would feel like I got a little extra give in my assessment next time he's out there on the mound.
And here's the thing too, like Ruben pointed out, that the reason he's probably still around as opposed to having gotten DFA'd is the fact that he does have upside in him, like, when he is somewhere. Right, he can be pretty good.
So, he should let that out anytime.
I'm with you, and I'm not expecting
it. He's had some really good outings.
No,
Ruben.
None of that. We're not doing
it. Month of August.
Yes, we're not 17. Doing it. We're not doing it. But what I will say is shaving the head, if he did pitch better after, like, I think we would buy in on it. Whereas, like, if he has, like, three
it's
good outings
so
in a row.
So dumb it might work.
Three good outings in a row, none of us are like, I trust Jordan Romano, right? Like, we're all like, he stinks, I don't care, he could have 20 good outings in a row and I won't trust him. Shaves his head, has three good outings in a row. We're like, oh, new
combination.
Guy.
Right? Right.
At least he gives him a chance, you know? I think this is where we're at with Jordan Romano. Jordan,
so arbitrary, but I need you to do this, Jordan.
I'm not kidding when I say this. I honestly believe that your best chance at a career here is shaving your head. I truly believe that at the core of my soul. All right, go ahead, Gary.
Although I was the guy that said, Joel should go to the Olympics. He'll grow up. He'll learn from some pros. It'll be great.
Not me, Gary. Rhea was saying that too. And I was like, Rhea, you're crazy.
What? Stop. Don't. Like, what?
Rhea looked at me like I actually believe that.
He's going to come over and slap you.
It was not great. Not great.
I'd like Jordan Romano to do the monk, actually.
I'm surprised it took this long to get there.
Yeah. If we're shaving. We need to go back to what we
sunflower.
Used to do with the rookies. The sunflower. I like that idea. Just the flower. I like the idea of the flower where you grow the beard into the strip of hair and you make it long. So it's almost like a lion's mane.
Yes, it is.
So these are the rookie haircuts. But the rookie haircut that was the biggest crowd pleaser was the Friar Tuck. The Friar Tuck. Where you had
such a bad look. Oh my God. It's
a bad
so
name.
Bad.
It's a bad Friar look. Tuck. All that. All what? That.
The Friar Tuck was, that was pretty embarrassing for those who were, chosen to go with that.
We actually
style.
Use the Friar Tuck phrase in my house a lot whenever either Zoe or Ruben, or dog Ruben, not Ruben, is tired, they're tuckered out. We'll say we'll say they're fried.
Oh, man. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So Friar Tuck, I like this. That's the move.
It looks so bad.
I think that's the way to go, man. He's got
Gary, good job for somehow getting us to the Friar Tuck. This is a great
job. That's the thing, though. It's so self-effacing. The Friar Tuck.
It's so ridiculous.
If you wear the Friar Tuck, we know you're not taking yourself too seriously.
We honestly are just going to be like, are you okay, man? we're actually worried about you now.
Have you lost your marbles?
Well, yeah. I was told I wasn't allowed to do the Mauro Ojomo anymore. Mauro.
Oh, you're trying to get Richie to sing, aren't you? I see what you're doing there, Gary. I see what you're doing there. That video made the rounds on the old social media.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Made the rounds. I saw John Richie
Domo.
Moro Jomo Mr. Roboto. Yes.
Oh, that was classic.
That was great. That was great. Gary, you got any actual sports points today?
Yeah, since we can rally around this and win. I don't think it's the end of the world. I mean, we got a bunch of professionals, you know. And then if something happens like T.O. happened in the Super Bowl, that would be just amazing. This might be the thing that, you know, gets them going.
Well, it's the biggest one. I remember we talked a lot about it in 23 with the Rhys Hoskins ACL tear as the playoffs were coming along. And we were like, ooh, maybe Rhys could come back and be on the World Series roster. And it didn't end up happening, obviously. But we talked about the pop that would elicit in Citizens Bank Park. I think if the Wheeler thing happened, it would be, you know, that times 10. Like, I can't think of a bigger explosion in that ballpark than if Zach Wheeler comes out at any point in the playoffs.
And I agree with you, James.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This putting the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Mets all in one division with us is absurd.
I hate it. I hate it, Gary. Gary, you got a TV theme song?
All right, I'm going to edit this because it'll be better for radio, but making a way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break
from
all your worries.
I was waiting for it all show.
It would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Gary, really good job, buddy. We appreciate it. I saw Fran Rojas not knowing what it was or trying to figure it out.
For goodness
You're
sakes,
not going to like this, but I know this because a rapper samples a song on a song. And I know parts of it. Yeah, you know, and I figured it out. Yep.
When did we start letting children produce?
I figured it out. You said that like you were proud.
So you know what show it is?
Yeah, Cheers, right?
There it is.
Well done.
Congratulations.
Yes. Oh, man.
God bless.
God bless is right. Are we old or is he young? That's what I don't know.
Yes. The answer is yes.
And I'm very concerned about both of those things. I don't really know what to make of it. Let's bring up Steve. Steve, can you help us out?
Hey, good morning. Good
morning.
Hi, Steve. I don't know.
Troubled is the word.
No, it's a Ruby Tuesday, so everything's good, man. Come on. That's true. Listen. First of all, with Zach Wheeler, hopefully he'll be okay. But coming back from this, man, you got to think about traveling on those planes and everything.
No, that's a good point.
It's rough. So
I didn't think about that at first, but the plane thing is that's a factor, you know?
Yeah, man. I know this firsthand, man. It's rough, man. But, hey, who knows? Anything's possible. And what if we just had him pitch home games? Is that possible, Ruth?
I don't think that's a factor. I think, honestly, it's really about I know the travel may have some effect on him, but honestly, I'm not a doctor. But I got to believe if he's able to pitch, he's able to pitch, whether it's, you know, flying or not flying. I just don't, based on, you know, all the information that I'm hearing, and again, I'm not a doctor, is if he comes back at all this year, I'd be really surprised.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the way it feels.
I was talking to Cookie. I said, hey, man, it could be another Brandon Graham World Series MVP role, and that would be wonderful. But, you know, his health is really
His arm
important.
Was braced, and Brandon tore it pretty much right after
he
went back in.
Yeah,
you know?
And again, there's just a difference between a tear
and a clot.
Yeah, that's why it's one of those things where, again, and we would all love it if he came back, but we've all, you know, wouldn't begrudge it, obviously, if it doesn't. I just think it's one of those things where it's not a lot of times it's, all right, they fixed it. You know, can you handle the pain or, you know, whatever. This is one of those, die.
Right,
like,
right.
You know, it doesn't seem like there's any world where it's worth it to rush back, you know?
Yeah. The good thing about this is, and I know this firsthand because the medicine that's out there and these doctors, they'll be drawing blood every day for the first 3 months. It's scary, but thankfully they caught it in time and he just has to follow the rules of the doctors and he'll be good. Life will be good for him and his family, which is important.
Yeah, it's the most important thing.
Rube, with Nola the other day, were they having him testing different pitches to sort of get him back in the groove, the reason why he looks so bad? Like, did they say, hey, all right, we want you to practice on this. We want you to practice on this. We want you, like, you know.
And his first game back, Steve?
In the major leagues, I don't
look,
think
he just
so.
Came That's up from Triple A. No way.
He just hit a wall. He just hit a wall. And he couldn't finish some of his pitches. It's as simple as that. He didn't have the finish on some of his pitches and was leaving some stuff in the middle of the plate. Simple as that. He wasn't sharp, and hopefully he can be sharper because he needs to be sharper. His stuff is not the same as it once was, and he's just going to have to be able to a little bit like, you know, what you see with Taiwan Walker.
Needs to get a bigger lead, maybe.
Yeah. He just needs reps, and hopefully he can get sharper and sharper.
And if he doesn't get sharper and he doesn't work out, do they put him on the roster for the playoffs?
I have no idea. That's a great question for Dave Nebraska and Topper.
It looked like he could give you about an inning, so maybe that's a bullpen arm.
Look,
now,
he's
right?
Experience six weeks.
Something.
Yeah,
his
he's got 6 weeks. And look, he is signed for 5 more years at 25 or 27 per, so he'll probably be on the roster. Oh. Steve, you got an answer for TV theme song?
Yeah, anybody go with the Addams Family yet?
No, it's another good
great
one. Yeah, another great one. It's going to be hard to vote at the end.
That's
we got
that's so catchy.
Yeah, it's stock too. All right, I want to play two pieces of audio before we go back to the phones about messaging to the team and to the fan base. Rob Thompson was asked about his message to the team about losing Zach Wheeler. Here's what Topper said.
Without Wheeler at the top, like, what makes in your mind if you don't have him for a while? What makes you think that Sanchez can assume that top role and that the guy that everyone's going to be looking to now?
As I told everybody, just be yourselves. That's all we can do. Don't try to be anybody else because they're good enough just the way they are.
John, does that jive with you? I can see your face. It's not as motivational as I was hoping for.
They're good enough just the way they are. He just said that. But
just the way you
are. I do like the message. I like the message. I just don't like the way it sounded when he said it.
I didn't either. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
You can't have players be something they're not.
I agree with that.
And when they start doing things they are not or trying to do too much, that's when you got no chance.
I agree.
And that's the reason why some of the times when these guys are not swinging the bats well is when they're trying to do too much. And when they are relaxed and playing the way they know they can allow their abilities to take over, then they're much better. And you saw that last night.
Let's hear from Bryce Harper. Bryce, on why the team can win without Zach.
Why do you guys think you can do this without Zach if you don't have Zach? Just do what you want to do.
I mean, our starting staff's been great. I mean, from Sanchu to Ranger to, getting Knowles back is huge for us. Obviously, his turn didn't go, the way he wanted it to. But we got a great starting staff. And we believe in them and we trust in them to go out there and take the ball every fifth day. And, Taiwan's been throwing the ball great as well as of late. And it's been a lot of fun to watch.
I do like that Bryce there focused on the rest of the pitchers instead of talking about the offense will lift us up. We could do this. We could do that. He was like, we still believe in our staff. I thought that was cool to hear. And I think that's good messaging. But, John, the fact that he's been great this year. But the fact that we're gonna have to have a real conversation about whether Taiwan Walker should be the fourth starter in the playoffs. I mean,
playoffs
for real though, because Aaron Nola. Like, let's play this out real quickly, right? I think right now we Sanchez won, no matter what. Probably Ranger 2, Lizardo 3, probably.
Yeah,
I think it's how Aaron Nola. If he doesn't reestablish, Taiwan Walker continues doing what he's doing. It might be hard to not start Taiwan Walker in the playoffs. Like, it is.
Taiwan has been good all year long.
Or a piggyback situation. Yeah.
Which I can see. I mean, listen, he's done a really good job.
Done a great job.
We haven't talked about that enough, I don't think.
He's been phenomenal.
That he has done really well. He's getting soft contact. He's sort of reinvented himself, and he should get a lot of love for that.
He should.
He's bounced around a lot of different roles, and the fact that he's sort of locked down that five hole right now, that's pretty awesome.
And he's been able to, when you say, I mean, lock it down,
he's been
and
great.
Then maintain. It's not fluky.
Total seven starts. Seven starts, and his run support is putrid.
Every time they don't hit
for him. Literally, what, 1-0 or 0-1 or something during that time frame? And he's had like 6 out of 7 quality starts. I mean, I don't know.
I think
he's done a really nice job.
He deserves a ton of credit.
Totally. He absolutely does. And he's always been a guy that it seems like everyone in the clubhouse, they like him.
Yep. Great. Seems like a great guy.
The players always liked him. And as a fan, I didn't understand.
Me? Well, of course,
I couldn't understand why do all the players in that clubhouse seem to gravitate toward this guy. But it really does matter. And now you kind of see why.
Yeah.
He's put the work in.
Oh, no doubt. And to Rube's point, he's someone who's bounced around. He's like, go to the bullpen, come back, do this, do that. And he's done everything asked of him. I think he deserves a lot of credit.
Except when he tweeted because
that's a whole separate thing.
His feelings were hurt.
Right.
He liked a tweet about...
Yeah, Rob Thompson. Shouldn't have done it. But it is interesting because I think that that was not even a if Wheeler's here, we're not even discussing it. Is it Lizardo or Nola doing game 4? All of a sudden, that comes into focus. It's going to be a fascinating kind of last 6 weeks here and how it sets up for the playoffs. I mean, this could win. This could win.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. It's a great answer. And if Joe were here, he'd tell us about his 43rd viewing of it. Classic.
How can you watch it that many times?
Watch The West Wing almost 20 times. The West Wing.
There's so many other things
minute
out
episodes.
There.
I know. We just spent the break with Ruben tomorrow just firing off show after show after show. He's like, this is great. This is great. You should watch this.
There's so many good ones.
I do a TV show podcast. I'm watching new stuff like all the time.
There you go. See? All right, John, let's get to what you do best. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevy Trailblazer starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. John, our Twitter poll question of the day today was, who would you like to see win the cornerback competition? The options, Ja'Quarian Bennett, Adoree Jackson, Kelee Ringo. How do you think the voting came out today?
Who would you like to see? This is interesting because...
Yeah.
I would like Kelee Ringo originally. I would have liked for him to have won this. because that makes the most sense for us. Sure. But he was doing poorly enough that we had to go out and bring someone else in. So now I want that guy to win the spot because it's more what Vic Fangio is looking for. I'm assuming it's right. more what Vic is looking for the outside cornerback spot. So I'm going to say Jakorian, and I'm going to suppose that that's who wins.
That's correct. 59% of people. He won handily. Keely Ringo does get the second amount, most amount of votes at 27%, and Dory Jackson at 14%.
Whoa. That's rough for a Dory.
It is. It makes sense. You want the younger guy to win. I get it. Yeah. But still interesting, and it is interesting that we don't really have any clarity. It seems like a Dory Jackson's getting the most first-team reps from what is reported out of training camp, but I mean, it really does seem to be up in the air, and Bennett hasn't been here long enough to really, you know, challenge that. So it's going to be fascinating.
And when he went in the game, he ended up getting banged up a little bit.
He did come back, though.
How much
he did come back, which was good.
In.
And I thought he had made a couple of plays.
He had that one pass breakup that was really nice. Yeah. But yeah, it's, you know, we'll see. All right, 215-592-9494. Time Zero is coming up in a few minutes. Let's get some calls before then. Let's talk to our buddy Will in the Northeast. Willie!
Boktron, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing great, Will.
How y'all doing? All right. Listen, I want to talk a little bit about the Eagles and right to the Phillies. I'm kind of like sort of worried about the Eagles, man. I mean, I know this coach has been around with the Eagles, you know, with Jalen, you know, with the passion and everything. So I'm quite sure he went through a couple of playbooks with a couple of the coordinators that came here. So what I'm saying is, you got so many weapons, right? You have to activate all them weapons. As far as, you know, like I said, I was talking about this last year, about bringing back the fullback, bring back the I formation, have some split back formations, change the formation up some.
That,
we got
Will, they certainly are going to, but that's part of the problem that I have with trying to assess this team based on what they're showing in a preseason game. They're not showing anything. They're not going to show new personnel groupings. They're not going to show new formations. They're not going to show motion. They're not going to stand before the snap.
I mean, especially this staff.
Yeah,
I mean,
they keep everything so close to the vest. That this is not a demonstration of what this offense will look like or what this defense will look like. I mean, past the bare bones, it's just so bare bones.
I will tell you, I love it. I love the fact that they keep things close to the vest because, I mean, it's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're going to do change schemes and do different plays and what have you, why would you want to tell the rest of the world?
You sure don't.
Why would you want to do that? Nope. I mean, go ahead and be as clandestine as you need to be. As long as it helps this team, that's all that matters.
And they'll come out the gates and they will reap some benefits from what they're doing right now.
Always evolving and always developing, and that starts from Howie Roseman on down.
But they really don't care what they look like right now in these preseason games.
I do not disagree with that.
They care what these players look like. They care that they can evaluate these young players and they can get an assessment on them and determine whether they are good enough and whether they have the qualities and characteristics that we need for this team. And they'll put it all together, and it's going to look like one big, happy family that works swimmingly well together.
What do you got on the Phils, Will?
I'm hoping so. And I just want to say real quick about the Eagles. I think our defense is going to be great. We got young, hungry players, man. And I know they want to make a name for themselves, and I know they want to get paid.
There's a vibe of they tackle. There's a vibe that they are going to out-tough everybody, and they're going to wrap you up and take you to the ground. And that feels great. That is not across the board in the NFL either. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all right, what do you got on the Phils?
We have
tough
guys on our team.
I want to say, first of all, my prayers go out to Zach, Willa, and his family. I hope everything goes well with you. And I want to just say this about Zach. He's a stud. He's one of the greatest pitchers I've ever seen play. And what I really believe that was going to happen, and I'm praying that it happened because he deserved it, I think we will see Zach Wheeler again.
I really hope so.
I believe, you know, this is what he wants. You know what I'm saying? No matter what it is, I believe this is what he wants. I believe this is how he want to retire and go out. And I really believe he's going to come back and he's going to give us a strong run. And we're going to win this World Series.
I hope so, brother.
Stop worrying. We're going to win this World Series. Everything's looking a little iffy right now, but we're going to get it together. We're going to pull it together because everybody has to chip in.
I love it. Well, you got an answer for a TV theme song?
Oh, man, listen, I can't sing it, man. But when I was younger, this is one of the little sitcoms I used to always love. The Wonder Years song.
Oh, it's a great answer, yeah.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
Joe Cocker,
that was a
man.
Good Joe Cocker.
Would you stand up and walk out on me?
No one can really do
no,
Joe
but that
no,
was pretty
only
good.
Joe Cocker can
yeah,
do Joe Cocker.
It's true.
Can
but
I
that was
just
a decent
ask
attempt.
If we could do music things every day this week,
I know,
John?
Right? It's
because
great.
It's just way too much
it's
fun.
It's great.
It's enjoyable.
John, to the point where...
He's got a passion for it.
Oh, he's great at it.
Look at him go.
Yeah, we got to get the guitar in. We were talking about
look
that.
Look at you.
Richie, did...
Another layer.
To his point, as someone who didn't get to like choose the way your career ended... You know, you were someone who wasn't given a choice to go out and like, I'm going to come back from this and I'm going to play again. Like, for real, you didn't get that,
that
choice.
Nice.
Yeah. Like for Zach.
Not any, very few people.
What
get
do you think's going through his head from that perspective? Obviously, we've got the life stuff and all that, but just from the like ending your career that way perspective.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something you're not prepared for when it blindsides you. You're not prepared for it when it doesn't blindside you. You're not prepared to start your life over. You're not prepared to redefine yourself at any point. It's never easy. But I do think that Zach Wheeler seems to...
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient.
They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
To have a very healthy outlook.
I agree.
And he is a family man first and foremost, and that is a, oh man, that was, I don't want to say it's a concern. It's a concern for the team's ability to be its
best. It's what he has to do, he has to do, and he should do.
Exactly. That's like whatever overall, he needs to do for him.
We will
and
not
his
begrudge
family.
Him anything.
No way would I begrudge you. But this is such a for it. The fact that it's Zach Wheeler, it made me my mind immediately jumped to, I think he's probably considering hanging it up.
Yeah.
You know, this is a guy
because it was already in the air.
He just said 2 years is all he's got, left in him. And now with this, it's just, wow. My mind went there. That's for sure. And I don't know what's going to happen now, but I know that the team, man, we need him for sure.
Yeah, it's a big loss. Let's talk to Eric in Mount Laurel. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right, Eric.
Great, great. Ruben, this one's for you. As a GM, as a former player, when you lose such an important piece, does it kind of lighten the pressure on Dombrowski? Like, hey, I did what I could do, and nothing could have prevented this from happening. And it's an unfortunate thing, but how do you spin it to a team to make it a positive that, hey, we got to pick up this and the next man up, sort of like the Eagles did when they won the Super Bowl, right? Carson goes down. Everyone was relying on him. Foles steps in. I mean, Ranger had a great performance last night, so that was uplifting. The team hit last night, uplifting. How do they keep that rolling for the next couple months? And maybe with some miracle, Wheeler can maybe make his way back late in the playoffs if we can carry it. How do you spin that to a team to create that positive energy to keep it rolling?
I mean, as steady as you go, and that's the most important part, and that's what I think Rob Thompson does and what Dave Dombrowski does. Listen, there's always pressure. It's never going to stop. The pressure continues, but you just go out and tell the guys exactly what Rob Thompson said. Just go play. Go play and play to the best of your ability and let the chips fall as they may. So, I mean, they can't do anything about it. This is part of the game. It's part of it. What happens all the time with every team across the board. Every team has injury. There's not one who is immune to it. And so it's just part of it, and just move forward. One of the beauties of this team has been their overall resilience. They bounce back in a really strong way in a lot of ways, and hopefully that's the case this year too.
All right. Sounds
Eric, you got it?
I got it. Yeah, and it's something everyone's going to know, even the young guys who are saying, we don't know about those 80s shows. You don't want to hear me sing it, so I'll give it to you here.
Give it to us.
Sesame Street.
Oh, wow. What an answer, Eric. That could win.
Holy smokes.
What a big answer at the end there.
That's visceral. There's a visceral reaction to that one.
I know that one.
Great. It's good. Fran.
Well, you just stopped watching it like a year or two ago.
Exactly, Rhea. I was just about to say that.
Yep. Rhea, bang. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to pick a winner. We'll have to do it after Time's Yours. Time's Yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi's booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's see what we got today.
John Ritchie, you are the man. That's the first time I've ever heard somebody irritate the hell out of Elliott Shore Park while staying calm. Bravo, my friend. Bravo.
He might be right about that. That is Elliott's whole thing.
You flustered him.
As someone who argues with him on a podcast more than once a week, like, I get so frustrated, and he just sits at me and is like, sure, okay, whatever. And you got him going. That was... Really? I think that's a compliment. I agree.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good work.
I did not mean to get
going
in a bad way.
I don't think of Elliot takes it as a compliment.
Well, especially because John was so calm. That's why, too. You know, John's just like, well, actually.
Elliot is entitled to his opinion for sure. Like, that was the beauty of what we were doing there.
I love it.
Exchanging ideas.
I don't think we're going to win. I don't think we're going anywhere if Wheeler is out the rest of the season. He obviously gives us a better chance. Everybody who might be thinking that there's a chance, they don't hit. There's no hitting consistently of any degree. We have amazing pitching, even without Wheeler. But it doesn't matter if we don't hit.
Yeah, they have to hit, but they absolutely have a chance with the World Series. I don't, like, absolutely 100% have a chance.
Of course they do, because every team's got warts.
They're going to be in the playoffs.
Every single
exactly.
team. Look at,
they have a 5.5 game lead.
The Dodgers, people talk about, oh, the Dodgers. The Dodgers have been mediocre.
Dude, yeah. Actually, for the last month, they've been bad.
Didn't they just lose to Colorado?
Yeah, they've been flat out bad for a month. Yeah,
ochre.
How many games are you going to let Jordan Romano come out and potentially blow it? Send him back to Canada. I don't want to see the guy anymore. For the love of God, please get rid of Romano.
Get rid of Romano. I'd rather see Parmesan.
Send Romano to Williamsport. That's where he belongs. He's just terrible.
Great job by Lewis Coco.
Lewis, that was outstanding.
Putting it together. I also, he's just the send him to Canada thing. It's pretty good. I enjoy it.
Get rid of Romano.
Yeah,
I want Parmesan.
Send him back to Canada.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that
Williamsport.
Really, really, really.
That was funny.
That was well done. And
not nice, but funny.
And guess what? I agree with all of it. We can shut it down.
Prior talking.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
He's definitely past where you should be Friar talking.
Yeah.
Because he's been around the block.
Yeah, and there's nothing funny about it.
Team.
Like, honestly, if we're going to convince someone to Friar Tuck, I want to be able to laugh at that person in a jovial, fun way about it.
And I don't feel, like, friendly, jokey enough with Romano.
I would just be like, dude, you look bleeping ugly, all right? That's what you look like. There'd be no joke. I'd be like, you look ridiculous.
Right.
And now you're going to go pitch for me.
Yeah, it doesn't feel funny. Just
great.
Pitch better.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
Maybe.
All right, let's turn to quickly. Let's get the final answers in here. Going to be tough voting. Best TV theme song, Scott and KOP. You got an answer?
Facts of Life.
Oh, that's a really good answer.
I
do love that song a lot. All right. Jock in Philly. Jock, you got a theme song for us?
Believe It or Not, I'm
Walking.
Love it.
Man, that's very good.
Wow.
And we got our
American Hero.
Greatest American Hero. Bam. Last shot here. Bam. Give us a TV theme song.
The Knight Rider theme song.
Sure.
Ooh, no words, though. Got to penalize it.
No one said Sanford and Son. I was expecting that.
Great.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a great one.
That's a really good one.
All right, we got to decide on a winner here, and honestly, this is just haymaker after haymaker.
Yeah, there's a lot of great ones.
I saw John keeping notes during, which I appreciate. I have them in front of me, too. We got tons of answers. John, what one stuck out to you?
I thought Sesame Street was a great answer.
Me too.
I thought the fact that Steve sang and imitated multiple voices, that presentation.
I think Steve was the best presentation.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has the best song. But
I totally agree. Yeah. I don't think that's the best song, but the presentation
was
very
stellar.
Good.
Golden Girls stands out as a great answer. Cheers stands out as great. They're all great. But
I think
Golden Girls, Cheers, and Sesame Street are probably the three that stand out to me the most personally.
Golden Girls, Sesame Street, and Steve for me. That's
okay.
My order
all
of
right.
preference.
So you're voting Golden Girls
is my number
Ruben
one.
Ruben Amaro.
Sesame
Jr.
Street.
Okay. Fran Rojas.
Fresh Prince.
Okay, good. Thank you for contributing to this show.
It's a good answer, though. Fresh
it
is a good answer.
It is. It's a good answer. Real use.
I'm going to go Golden Girls.
Okay. So I have to choose between Sesame Street and Golden Girls. Oh, man. I am going to do it for my daughter, who's been singing it all week around the house, the Golden Girls
theme.
There
you go.
Shout out to the Golden
Girls.
Nice. Our winner for today. Congratulations to Sean. Sean, great job with the Golden Girls answer. All right. Thank you to Fran Rojas producing the show. Lewis Coco helping out, doing an awesome job. Ruben Morrow Jr., thank you for coming in, hanging out, man.
It was a pleasure.
Blast. Thank you to the NovaCare doctor, Richie Rhea. We will be back tomorrow. Ruben, again, thanks for hanging out. Coming up next, Joe and Hugh, keep it here all day. Any news about Wheeler, any information that comes out, obviously we will have it for you here first. We'll be back tomorrow. Joe and Hugh, coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.